It's being described as the first legal bourbon produced in central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the bourbon being produced at one Utica distillery is proof that the craft liquor industry is growing in New York State.
The Adirondack Distilling Company started out by crafting vodka, then gin, and most recently white whiskey. Now, master distiller Jordan Karp says the company's moving on to that quintessential American drink.
Bourbon is an American spirit made from at least 51% corn and then stored and aged in a charred new oak American barrel.
The company will jump into the business of selling bottles of 601 bourbon later this month. The amber spirit is handcrafted in a former bank by four employees that do everything from pouring, distilling, and tasting the product, aged in tiny barrels in the basement. Karp admits somebody may have made some bourbon in a homemade still at one point in time when the Adirondacks was known as the land of 1,000 stills during Prohibition.
There's a lot of moonshining going on. The first legal bourbon in central New York because we're licensed and pay taxes on the product.
Craft distilleries like this are the backbone of a booming industry in New York State. According to recent statistics from the governor's office, the number of these farm distilleries has jumped 320% from 10 in early 2011 to 42 today. Karp says it's a few decades behind the craft brewery movement.
30 years ago, mostly what you found in America were Pilsner beers, and then you look at the success of a Sam Adams or a Dogfish Head, and they do some innovative stuff. And so we're sort of 15 years behind that, where people are just starting to wake up to saying, oh gosh, I didn't know that vodka didn't have to taste terrible.
Much of that growth has been in the shadow of several state initiatives that help these distillers, like new rules that let farm-based distilleries offer tastings at places like the Syracuse Farmers Market. Karp is happy to give the state a plug.
New York State has been phenomenal in so many different respects to us in terms of helping us market and finding markets for us and being able to sell at farmers markets, which is a huge change.
As for the future, Karp says the Adirondack Distilling Company has more plans for using the state's pro-farm-to-table policies.
So we're actually partnering with Good Nature Brewing down in Hamilton, New York, and we're going to take their unfermented beer, their wort, from barley, and we're taking that and we're going to make a single malt whiskey. So it's the first time in the history that a farm brewery and a farm distillery in New York has teamed up to make a 100% New York State single malt whiskey.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.